If you watched the last video on the planning map and now want to create it in the Qualitate app, here's a tutorial on how to do exactly that.
Now let's talk about the planning map, which is an amazing tool to help keep all goals on track and keep the momentum to ensure that the most important things are being worked on and getting completed. So in the goals section here, we have checked off including planning map on each one of those. So just to remind you, if you click on view on a goal, right next to the goal name is the box to include in planning map. And it will show you right here on the right side, including planning map. If for a specific reason you want something excluded from the planning map, we can click edit, exclude it, click save. And then that item will not show up on the planning map. But we want to have each one of them showed up on the planning map. So click edit, include, save, and they're all on the planning map. The order that's on, that is listed here, and what order they're in, is how they're going to show up on the Goal Clarity, Goal Achievement Reports, as well as the planning map. So you can take these and put them in different order, and that's what order they'll show on the planning map, regardless of the dates that you chronologically have created for these. So now let's go into the planning map. So we go into the planning map section, and the system will automatically bring in each goal name: financial independence, asset allocation, family legacy. And across the top here, there's a filter section that we'll show in a moment. And that filter section is just for reporting. So this is where we're going to click right next to active goals. We're going to click edit. And then we're going to put a beginning date and end date to complete this goal, plus a status. So we've started working with this client, and we started working with them last week. And we want to make sure that the financial independence, financials and everything are done by the end of the month. And we present this financial independence for them, and we're putting it as in progress. Now let's go to the next one, asset allocation. We started with them on the 13th, and we're going to want this one completed at the same time. So this is in progress. When it's around family legacy, doing their estate plan, we discussed the fact that once the asset allocation, financial independence, the basic financial needs are presented and taken care of, we're going to jump in and start doing the estate planning process. And we decided to say, you know, let's start that after the summer. And we're going to start it in September, second week of September. And we want to have it completed before the end of the year. So we decided to complete their estate plan, have it fully documented and completed by mid-December. So this one here is now scheduled. So as a reminder, for every goal, there is a begin date and end date. The planning map is in a 12-month period, so the earliest date on one of the goals and the latest date on one of the goals has to be within a year. And the statuses for each one can be completed, deleted, in progress, rescheduled, scheduled, and tentative. You know, so deleted is great. So there's many things that the client said, you know, we don't want to complete this anymore. Well, we want to make sure that everyone knows that instead of just deleting it out of the plan, we're going to put it on the planning map and complete it as deleted. And I'll show you in a moment how the client signs off on it. So it's so important. So we click save, and now the planning map has been created. We're going to go down to the reports section, and we're going to go to the planning map, and we're going to go across here and view it. The system generates the planning map report. We click download, and then we're going to look at the planning map. The planning map is a fantastic tool, very easy for individuals to digest, but very powerful because most advisors are not putting in a timeline and statuses on all the things they're working on. At the bottom here, we have the client sign off on it every year, and for any status of things. So if somebody wants to complete something, for example, long-term care, the client say, we don't want to do it right now, we might enter that into the planning map and have it deleted and the client sign off on it. So I'm going to close out of this for a second here, and I want to get back to the planning map section to show you some other great features. So we're in this section here. We can click edit, and there are notes that you can put in. You can put in a lot of information. So we can put many notes and many characters, up to 150 characters, and type in notes in there. So then now we've saved this. I go back to the reports. I'm going to go to the planning map, view that planning map. So the system's generating it. Download that. I'm going to open it up here for you. And you'll see where this node is right here. It's right in the middle here, where you can put up to 150 characters if you feel like you need to describe it more outside of the goal clarity and goal achievement reports that you want to highlight something. So you can be able to put that in notes for each section, for each of the goals, if you feel like there's more information there. So let's close out of this. Let's get back to the planning map. And also, as you're working with a client and you've been generating planning maps, you can go to the filter section and you can run reports by any date range. You can do it for 3 months. The longest you can do is 12 months. So if you want to do multiple years, you'll pick 1/1/2017 through 12/31/2017 and then run another one for 2018. You can run reports on items that are just closed, active and closed, and you can just pick all the things that have been completed and pick a time frame. So it's a great tool to be able to show progress of where you were in years past, what you've completed. And one thing that it's very important for is that when your team is looking at a planning map, and we'll click here and view that planning map right now. We'll bring that back up again. And when you're looking at that planning map, what's really powerful about it is that you and your team can actually look at the things that are completed in progress and know what you've done and what you haven't done. So sometimes with relationships, you may not start out creating an expectation that you're going to generate a planning map. This is something you can start in year two or year three with a client. But creating a planning map internally for your clients, at least internally, you know what the status of everything and determine what's the best time to deliver it. So it's a great tool internally as well as externally. I recommend using a planning map with every client.